Thank you for calling EviCore Healthcare. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you know your party's five-digit extension, press 1. If you're calling on behalf of an office, at the end of your call today, there will be a short survey to provide us feedback regarding the last representative you spoke with. Your participation is greatly appreciated. If you are calling for to check the status of, if you have recently started a case, please be aware it may take up to 2 business days for your request to be processed. To track the status of your request, please use our online portal. Your current hold time is less than 1 minute. For faster service, you can complete the entire clinical certification process online. Go to evicore.com to find out more. At evicore.com, you can also check on patient eligibility, get the status of your case, print letters, and upload clinical information. Visit us at evicore.com. All of our representatives are still currently assisting other callers.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. This is Mary F., Intake Representative. How may I assist you?
Hi, Miss. I am Jack, J-A-C-K, and my last name initially is E as an echo. And Miss, I have a some case number, and I just want to check this case status. Can you please help
me? Okay, happy to check status for you, Jack. May I get the first initial to your last name?
E as in echo.
All right. And you said calling from the doctor's office or facility?
Both, Miss.
Which did you want to list?
I just said both. Yeah, you can go over continuing the
facility. Facility. All right. What is that case number?
Call to put in the case. Yeah. The case number. Where are you? Yeah, the case number 12448592 63.
If you'll verify for me, patient's name and date of birth.
Yeah, this member's name is Gaudalupe. I spell G-U-A-D-A-L-U-P-E. The last name is Vera, V-I-E-R-A. Date of birth is January 10, 1974. Ordering provider is Nicola Siabanu, and CPT code is 78815. Miss.
All right, thank you. It's currently pending in medical director review.
Is currently pending for the medical review?
Yes.
Okay, can you please just expedite the case for me, if you don't mind?
Okay, let me read the question. Does the ordering physician feel the patient has a condition that is a risk to their life, health, ability to regain maximum function, or having severe pain requires medically urgent treatment?
Yes, miss.
All right. Does show the case does not meet medical urgency criteria, so we will be unable to change it to an urgent request.
Okay. Can you please spell your name for me?
Mary, M-A-R-Y, F as in Frank.
F as in Frank. Okay. Next case number, when are we ready?
go ahead.
Yes, miss. Yeah, the case. I have an auth number, and auth number is A as an alpha 2456754555.
Name and date of birth.
Yes, please. The patient's name is Tamara Garlis. Date of birth is May 22, 1980. Ordering provider is Daphna Raquel Barasha, and the CPT code is 70551. And this authorization just need to exchange the auth. Auth is expired, but procedure is not performed yet.
Okay, are you calling from the doctor's office or facility on this request?
Facility.
What's the name of the facility listed?
Neo Cancer and Blood Specialist, and another name is Nausea Hematology Oncology Associate.
Get around here to extend it. What's going to be the expected date of service?
And the last of the August.
It is extended. It's valid now 6/6/2025 until 2/27/2026.
Just one second. The date is June 6, 2025 to February 27, 2026, right?
Correct.
And case number for this case?
The case number is 12396 57 874.
12396
57874,
right?
Correct.
Extend request. Okay. Next case number, whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
12436695549.
Patient's name and date of birth.
Yeah, the member's name is Clarence Brook. Date of birth is July 6, 1954. Ordering provider is Kennedy O'Hara, and CPT code is 78815.
Okay, are you calling from the doctor's office or facility?
Facility.
Okay, what's the facility listed?
It's the same, Neo Cancer and Blood Specialist.
Doesn't have that facility listed.
Nausea, Urology, Oncology Associate.
It doesn't have that either.
This is a Health First member, right?
Not able to verify any information without being able to verify the facility that you're calling from the facility.
Just one second. One second, miss. Just one second. I give you the correct information. Is Rocky Goel. G-O-E-L.
It shows it's denied. Did you want to speak with physician support for the post-decision options?
We just want to, like, is peer-to-peer done?
Has the peer-to-peer been completed?
Yeah, I'm asking.
No, no peer-to-peer has been completed. Did you want to talk with physician support to see if one is still available?
Please.
Get you connected over. You have a good rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling Evercore Healthcare. This is Jennifer P., physician support. Can I have your first and last name?
Hi, Ms. Jennifer. I am Jack, J-A-C-K. And the last name initially is E as an echo. And Ms., I have a denied case. And I just want to check the peer-to-peer option is available or not, and peer-to-peer is performed or not.
Okay, do you have a case number, Jack?
Yes, miss. I have a case number. Okay. And the case number is 12436695 49, miss.
Okay, just a moment.
Take your time, miss.
And can you verify the name and date of birth of the patient?
Yes, miss. Just 1 second. Yes, miss. This member's name is Clarence Brooke. Date of birth is July 6, 1957. Organ provider is Kennedy O'Hara, and CPT code is 7815.
Okay, and I'm showing that the case has been denied as of 7:30. And it is a Medicare case, and so with Medicare cases, once they are complete and denied, we're not able to reopen the case back up for a peer-to-peer or reconsideration. So an appeal would have to go through the health plan to get this case overturned.
Okay, so this is going to be directly an appeal for a health first, right? Health plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I call directly in health plan, right?
Correct.
Okay, 1 second, miss, before you go. I have another case number also. Can you please check for me?
Is it for the same patient?
No, different one.
Okay, what's the case number?
12446522213.
Name and date of birth of the patient.
Yeah, his member's name is Jill Klein, K-L-E-I-N. Date of birth is June 9, 1964. Order provider is Robert Harman, and CPT code is 74177.
Okay, and this was denied back on 8/9. And you're wanting to find out what personnel options are available?
Yeah. Peer-to-peer options available?
So with this one, a peer-to-peer or reconsideration is available for 21 calendar days from the date of denial.
Okay. And you are able to read a denial reason, because I am not able to find this case on web portal to get a denial reason. So if you assist me, so that's good for me.
It states that in order to complete a medical necessity review for their claim, the following information is required: previously submitted clinical documentation, lacked current signs and symptoms in directing the reason for the exam.
Okay. And this is the whole reason for the name?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so thank you, Miss, for assisting me today.
You're welcome. Anything else I can help with today, Jack?
No, you helped me so much today.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye-bye.